my best friend.
A Tale Filled with Suspense and Intrigue by Dan Gleason. A gray mist swept across the moor that cold, dark winter evening, obscuring the aged oak where the blackbird sleeps, where the horrifyingly unattractive opossum often hangs from its tail. And behind this mist came suspense, and suspense's friend intrigue. And I'll tell you now of this suspense and intrigue. Or I will tell you of it right after I describe the castle in which this suspense and intrigue arose. Cobwebbed in every corner, the moss-covered dwelling had been crumbling for ages, stone by stone, to the Scottish soil. Ancient paintings of the diabolical lords who owned the estate in the past hung in every room, from the grimace of Baron von Shrewsbury in the foyer to the smirk of Frank Harris in the den. And these wicked souls haunted this castle, causing a great amount of suspense and intrigue. But since this is not the suspense and intrigue that I am trying to tell you about here, I'll say right now that I have only added this fact as a side note. It is a side note for now, but maybe I will expound on it later, in another piece, perhaps. For the time being, though, I'll continue to describe the castle and the suspense and intrigue that happened there, which emerged behind the gray mist that I described to you in sentence one. A dusty chandelier hung from the ceiling of the dining room that cast a shadow so reminiscent of a gigantic spider that one would be hard-pressed to believe that there was not an actual large arachnid crawling many of the room's walls. I'm sure that this shadow spider frightened many. Suspense and intrigue must have arisen from its presence in the presence of the weary house guests who viewed it. But let us not get too in-depth about that. It would ruin the overall story, which I suspect will chill you to your very marrow. In Hercule's room, the boy child who this tale is actually about, or no, the house guest friend of the boy child who this story is actually about, one can find a petrified rattle. And this rattle's shake awakens thoughts of horrors many have lived and relived before, in the past, like the horrors of a Haitian voodoo ritual, of rats chewing on food scraps, and, well, of rattlesnakes of the desolate American Southwest. And also in boy child Hercule's room, there's a secret wall, which when flipped around leads to a private corridor, which leads to who knows where, but I'm sure where it leads is a place not unlike hell on earth, and by God, I'm too scared to even imagine it, so I'm going to move on to that which I can imagine, and though it is quite frightful also, I do have the strength of word to describe it in all of its suspense and intrigue. Hercule's friend, who lived in this haunted place, was also a boy child. They met each other playing past the pumpkin on the moor, passing the pumpkin one cold dark winter evening. An evening much like the one I am describing to you in this piece, though it isn't exactly the same, for it happened on a different date. But there was a gray mist obscuring the mighty oak then, too. This boy child's name, well, it was either Morton or Mortimer, and he was either the von Shrewsbury or Harris family, or some other family that birthed him and lived in the castle for a spell or longer. And he had a room next to Hercule's room, which was not actually Hercule's room, but a room for miscellaneous house guests. I'm sorry I called it Hercule's room before, but it is true that it has a very, very scary secret wall in it that leads to who knows where. Morton Mortimer's room had no such frightening implement in it, though. No, it did not. Unless, of course, you count the spirit, which may have been Morton Mortimer's spirit, though I don't know that for certain. Perhaps it was the spirit of someone else, like the Baron himself, for instance. But whatever or whoever's spirit it was quite obviously the source of suspense and intrigue. And that is the truth. The spirit filled the whole room with suspense and intrigue, not only because it was a spirit, but because nobody knew who for sure spirit it was. So I wasn't alone on this not knowing. They don't even really know whose room it was, you know? Morton? Mortimer? Milktoast? What? Who knows? Suspense and intrigue. This is not the suspense and intrigue I'm trying to tell you about here. No, it runs a lot deeper and darker than that. It does indeed. I want to tell you the rest of the story. I want to tell you of the castle, of the spirit, of the moor, of Hercule, Morton, Mortimer, Milktoast, and more. But right now, my bladder, it is filled with urine, and I must take respite in the nearest lavatory pronto. I fear that I will not remember my place when I return, so I'll just say now that this is a tale filled with suspense and intrigue, and thank you very much for your time.